This is the 2014 IdahoSports.com Fall Football Preview presented by Teton Toyota. My name is Matt Harris, joined on the phone lines now by the head coach of the Rigby Trojans football team, Randy Waite. Coach Waite, thank you for taking some time today.
No problem.
Coach, you're entering your second season in Rigby, coming off of an excellent 7-3 season, and it seems as if expectations are rising at Rigby High School. Is that the sense and atmosphere around your program that you've seen so far as you've begun fall camp?
Well, yeah, I think we are pretty excited for the season. I think the community is pretty excited, and we obviously, our kids are getting there, so we have more kids out, and that's usually exciting.
You know, I think it's safe to say that your squad was the turnaround story of the year in Idaho football last year. There hadn't been much on-field success since the late 1990s, and in 1 year, you had the team locked into the top spot in the conference. What kind of changes did you institute in the program when you arrived to help achieve that success?
Well, we just talked to them a little bit about just playing one play at a time and not worrying about other things. And, you know, our motto was, so what, now what? And if bad things happen, we just go on to the next play. And that's kind of where we just focus on one play at a time. We won some games early, close ones, and that kind of propelled us.
Talking with Rigby head coach Randy Waite, you bring back a lot of players offensively that started for you last year, 9 total. Your quarterback Hayden Livingston is just a junior this year. Talk about the progression you've seen from him since the end of last year and what you think he can achieve this year.
Well, he's a football junkie, so he was very good last year. This year, his arm strength has gotten a whole lot better. He puts the ball where he needs to put the ball, and obviously, being the football junkie he is, he has a better grasp of what we want to do offensively, and so he's made tremendous strides, and we look for him to have a great year.
Drew Zagula is returning as the lead back in your run game. How has he looked so far?
Drew's looked very well. He's lost a little weight. He's got a little quicker. He's been a great team leader, and I expect him also to hopefully have a good year.
What goals do you have as an offense this year? What things do you want to improve on from last year?
Well, we weren't very consistent last year. We could move the ball for a while, and then we'd usually get bogged down somewhere in the red zone. So we're obviously going to focus on the red zone success this year and just execution and more consistency.
Coach, we're going to take a short time out to thank one of the sponsors of Rigby Athletics on IdahoSports.com, Teton Toyota.
Mario and Buddy at Teton Toyota. The Corolla has been a really popular car, and we've sold a lot of them over the years. The new aerodynamic design looks great and allows for better handling and fuel economy. There's updated technology features like navigation, backup camera, USB port, and a full suite of touchscreen apps. Buddy says we have a huge selection of colors and options. Selection and no problem? Sounds like a winner to me. Visit Teton Toyota in Idaho Falls.
This is the 2014 IdahoSports.com Fall Football Preview, chatting with Rigby Trojans head coach Randy Waite. Let's look at the defensive side of the football right now. You lose Caden Kilpak, the reigning conference defensive player of the year, to graduation. You've got 7 starters returning on that side of the football. Tell me a little bit about who you think can step up and fill the voids for your squad.
Well, we return all 4 linebackers, and so that's really the strength of our defense. Solo Taylor will only be a junior. He started last year as a sophomore. He's kind of the leader of the defense. Jake Matthews inside also is a very good inside linebacker, and so that's going to be kind of the core of our defense. Last year, we didn't like too many two-way players, so we had some guys that were offensive linemen that probably could have played D-line, so we look for them to be able to play both ways this year, and hopefully that will help as a whole, you know, replace Caden. He was a heck of a player.
Visiting with Rigby Trojans head coach Randy Waite, what area on the defensive side of the ball do you hope to improve upon the most this season?
It seems our pass defense a little bit in the end. We got some missed coverages. We got a little bit too predictable, too much man coverage. So hopefully we can mix that up a little bit better, and kids seem to so far be responding to that.
Overall, for the numbers with your program, with the success that you had in your first year as the head coach, have the numbers significantly increased within the program?
Yeah, we've increased probably close to 40 kids.
Oh, wow.
From last year, 9 through 12. We have a big freshman class coming in, and our grid kid program is big numbers, and kids are turning out for that program, and they're doing a good job of hopefully feeding us for a while.
The Trojans open up with a very big game against the other team from your conference that made the playoffs last year, the Century Diamondbacks. What kind of a game are you expecting to see in that matchup?
Well, Century is very well coached, so we expect them to give us all we can handle, and we're going to have to play really, really well to get that done. We'll be in a conference game first off, and everybody's kind of make their early season mistakes. So hopefully we can, with our veteran group coming back, eliminate some of those. And they lost a lot of seniors, and like I said, they're going to have some guys that are going to, they're looking to step up, and it should be a good game.
Would you prefer if you had the choice of making the complete schedule to move your conference games to later on in the season, or do you really mind opening up with a conference game to start out?
I think last year it actually helped us. We were kind of still unknown and not very, people weren't taking us too seriously, I don't think, based on our past performance. And so that kind of helped us get a head start. But obviously, we would rather have it later on in the year, but we're kind of locked into the playing the 5A teams also. So it just worked out that way, and we'll play them when we get them.
You touched on this just a little bit previously here in this interview, talking about your team motto for last year and for this year, so what, now what? Could you give us a little insight into what that phrase has means and what it has meant already for your team?
Well, our kids have kind of bought into it, and they, you know, so just taking last year's success, it's gone, it's over, it's a new team, and the new team has bought into us, so what, now what? So now we're moving on, and now it's 2014, and so what are we going to do with that? So it just kind of focused our kids a little bit. You know, in the past, Rigby had been in a lot of close ball games, and they'd end up losing it at the end, and something bad would happen, and it would kind of spiral out of control, and so we just tried to keep our kids thinking it's over, we're moving on, it's the next play, and just for not looking at scoreboard until the end, and you know, hopefully we're ahead at the end, and that seemed to bode well last year, and hopefully that'll carry on to this year.
Coach, what are you most looking forward to and most excited about this upcoming season?
We have a great senior class. Our seniors are very motivated. They're very good leaders. They've been working very hard since the day we lost in the playoffs last year, and so I look for them to just continue that leadership, and that's going to be fun when you have a good group of leaders. It makes the season much more enjoyable.
Coach Wade, thank you so much for the time today. Certainly appreciate it. Good luck to you and the Trojans this season.
Thank you.
That's Rigby Trojans head football coach Randy Waite. Don't forget, you can get updated scores, schedules, and power rankings for all Rigby High School athletics at idahosports.com, Idaho's leader in online high school sports information.